This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two, coming at you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
If you haven't joined them, you certainly need to. Check them out at secondcalldefense.org. Now, do you remember that? I mean, a lot of people made fun of this ad campaign, but I think it was fairly effective. And it wasn't really an ad campaign. It was more like a public service announcement. Do you remember the dude that would get up there? And he quite honestly seemed like he was drunk to me, but he'd get up. All right, everybody. Remember, look at this. This is your brain. He'd be showing you an egg. And then he'd crack the egg and drop it in the frying pan. This is your brain on drugs. Remember that? I don't mind. Complete, you know, just reiterating this over and over again, like that PSA was. So, you know, the powers that be, the media, continually are twisting themselves into halal pretzels, Islamisplaining, rationalizing how a given Muslim terrorist attack isn't really Islamic or isn't significant. Those contortions can become quite ridiculous, such as suggesting that recent Allahu Akbar shouting Munich shooter Ali Sonbali might somehow have had right-wing motives because among his violent passions was an interest in Norwegian mass murderer Anders Breivik. A more common unintellectual contortion is the minimizing tactic of claiming, as is politically correct, authorities won't, that a given jihadist attacker has no ties to IS, the Islamic State. As if there's nothing to see here if a man doesn't, you know, have notarized evidence of allegiance to the boogeyman du jour. No membership card? Doesn't mean nothing then. Yet, this is as much as if we'd claim during the Cold War that a Marxist terror attack wasn't really a Marxist terrorist attack because we couldn't find a connection to the Soviet Union. The issue and problem wasn't primarily the Soviet Union, but communism. Marxism birthed the USSR, not the other way around, an evil ideology that wreaks havoc wherever it takes hold. Likewise, the IS didn't birth Islam. Islam birthed the IS. Nonetheless, moderns will often use the misdirection of focusing inordinately on national or group associations when discussing terrorism. And that's a dodge. And it's designed to help us avoid uncomfortable truths. And it relegates us to playing an eternal game of whack-a-mole. The USSR is gone, but communism is still a problem. Take a look at Cuba or North Korea. And insofar as it's less of a threat, it's largely because its ideas have been discredited. Bad ideas, standard bearers will change, but as long as the bad ideas remain tolerated and credible, well, they'll always win converts. In fact, the reality that today's terrorists are diverse makes the point. They may be Iranian or Afghani or American, Albanian, German, or from any nation whatsoever. They may be part of Hamas, IS, Al-Qaeda, U.S. Army, Major Abdul Nidal Hassan, some other organization or no organization. They may be of any race or ethnicity, be rich or poor, male or occasionally female. They only have one true common thread, and that's being Muslim. The point is that ultimately this is a battle not of nations or organizations, but of ideas, and ideas are powerful. Beliefs matter. Every action begins with a thought, or at least with a reflex response, reflecting a worldview that has shaped somebody's thoughts and emotions. But there's more to understanding Muslim violence. A comprehensive German study of 45,000 immigrant youths reported in 2010 found that while increasing religiosity among the Christian youths made them less violent, increasing religiosity among the violent youths actually made them more violent, or Muslim youths made them more violent. Not more violent if they join Islamic State, but more violent. Period. And while the study authors had their own mostly politically correct explanation, most people know the major reason why. Becoming serious about a faith and digging into it generally means getting closer to its actual teachings. A lukewarm cradle Catholic may have little knowledge of even the Bible, but a devout one will likely have read that in the church's catechism. Likewise, an indifferent nominal Muslim, you know, the kind that they would probably call a moderate, may not know much of the Quran, 9% of which is devoted to political violence. Yet a pious Muslim may scour that book and more. He may also imbibe the remaining 84% of the Islamic canon, the two books known as the Hadith and Sirah, and respectively 21 and 67% of their texts are devoted to political violence. And by then you have now what is called a full dose. And note that while access to these two more obscure Islamic canonical texts was once limited, the internet age places them within everyone's fingertips. Couple this with the violent preaching of immigrant imams and that Muslims consider violent warlord Muhammad the perfect man, and thus the ultimate role model, and the German study's findings are no mystery. But speaking of mysteries, the true effect of Islam will remain one unless we delve further and break ourselves of certain misconceptions common to our times. In the grip of religious equivalence doctrine, many moderns have a habit of painting all faiths with the same brush. But this is not a faith. This is an ideology. This is a belief. And Islam is not an anomaly, historically speaking. It aligns more closely with man's default for belief sets. Violence enabling / tolerating wickedness. Christianity, that is anomalous, as a real religion of peace. So what does this matter if you actually were to grasp this? The common assumption of a belief set labeled religious must involve generally peaceful injunctions as a result of projecting our own Christianity at it. We believe that we are peaceful, therefore we look at religion as being peaceful. Islam is not a religion. It is not a religion. While Islam may be better than the Aztecs and some other pagan religions, it nonetheless does a relatively poor job of taming the beast of violence. In fact, it pushes it. It gives great license to our sinful nature. Considering greed, lust, and sloth, why is it that many Muslims believe it's licit to rob, raid, rape, and leech off kafirs, non-Muslims? Does Islam do much to temper the envy and pridefulness inspiring so much anti-Western hatred? We need to stop looking at these guys like they're the Baptists. This is Sharia, Islam's moral law. Our moral law is the Ten Commandments. Sharia is nowhere near it. It has nothing to do with it. Islam is not a religion. This is a way of life. This is what's coming. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at VNIINC.com/ProHealth. That's VNIINC.com/ProHealth.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
You know, one of the things I love about my Second Call Defense card, just knowing it's in my wallet. When that came in the mail, I let it sit in the envelope for a couple of days because I wanted to do a video opening of it. And, I got to thinking about it and I was like, I need to open this now. Anyway, it is the final piece of my puzzle. Check them out. Trump recently sarcastically appealed to the Russians to release Hillary Clinton's 33,000 deleted emails from her personal server. And when he was talking, part of that was sarcasm, and the other part was just getting it wrong. He was just getting it wrong. He was talking about the wrong spooks. We already have those emails. There's an archive of those emails at the NSA. According to a former highly placed officer there who resigned as a whistleblower, Aaron Klein of Breitbart reports, William Binney was an architect of the NSA surveillance program. He became a famed whistleblower when he resigned on October 31st, 2001, after spending more than 30 years with the agency. He was speaking on a Sunday radio program, Aaron Klein Investigative Radio, broadcast on New York's AM 970, The Answer in Philadelphia's News Talk 990 AM. Binney referenced testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee on March 2011 by then FBI Director Robert S. Mueller, in which Mueller spoke of the FBI's ability to access various secret databases to track down known and suspected terrorists. Binney said, now what he, Mueller, is talking about is going into the NSA database, which is shown, of course, in the Edward Snowden material release, which shows a direct access into the NSA database by the FBI and the CIA, which there is no oversight of, by the way. So that means that NSA and a number of agencies in the U.S. government also have those emails. So if the FBI really wanted them, they can go into that database and get them right now. He said this of Clinton's emails as well as the DNC emails. When asked point blank if he believed the NSA has copies of all of Clinton's emails, including the deleted correspondence, Binney replied in the affirmative. Yes, that would be my point. They have them all, and the FBI can get them right there. So let's get this straight. The emails that Hillary wiped from her server exist in the hands of an unknown number of intelligence agencies, all of which are capable of using them for leverage. As an example, Binney surmised that the hack of the DNC could have been coordinated by someone inside the U.S. intelligence community, angry over Clinton's compromise of national security data with her email use. So here's a president. Here's a president that's susceptible to blackmail. And a president responding to blackmailers on all sides of global real politics is not a benefit to the citizens of the United States at all, ever. No, no. It is never a benefit. Now, here's the other part of this. How long has this been known? What about all of these hearings regarding these emails that we've seen in Congress? Does Congress know the NSA has them? While they're out there demanding all of this be turned over to them, while the FBI's director is getting up there and laying out all the reasons to indict Clinton and then saying, I'm not going to recommend her for indictment, while the Department of Justice probably knows and can get these emails, why aren't they doing it? Why do we have this hearing? Why do we have this dog and pony show about this hearing about these emails and all this other stuff and all of these inquiries? And, I've said this many times, you know, your representative, your House representative, your senator is only as good as their staff. But I would be, if this guy quit in 2001, Given what we know about intelligence and places like FBI, you know, starting back in the days of J. Edgar Hoover and moving all the way up and everything else, and the fact that these guys keep tabs on everything has never escaped me, but somebody knows. Somebody has all of this information out there. Now, we know already that Clinton is guilty of negligent espionage. And that's a crime. Whether you mean to do it or not, it's a crime. Just like, if you accidentally cut somebody's head off. Well, that's a crime. Sorry, I know you didn't mean to do it. That's a crime. Now, why isn't the FBI reaching into this database to pull this out? Even the millennials of this nation want to see Clinton in jail. A lot of people want to see Clinton with a new pair of bracelets on, connected by a chain. Why aren't they reaching in there and pulling this stuff out and going ahead and closing that, pulling the end of that noose? It's an interesting question that deserves to be answered. You know, Trump has gotten out there and said, the fix is in. Just like Bernie Sanders was out there saying the fix was in. And everybody said, oh, Bernie, come on. You know there's no fix. And then it turns out to be right. And a bunch of heads are rolling right now in the Democratic National Committee. Well, I don't think so much in the general election because Hillary hasn't gotten out there. What they're hoping for is that the general major metropolitan areas will carry her, thus win the states. But, we're going to see. We're going to see. I still think Trump beats her like a baby seal, ISIS has been kind enough. They've gone into the publishing business. And when we get back, we're going to talk about this recent magazine that came out in this latest article that they published, which is very informative, Why We Hate You. They've got that out there. That's coming up next. We'll be right back.
Made, born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now you are ready.
Check them out at Second Call Defense. In the new edition of its full-color glossy magazine, ISIS mocks those who claim Islam is a peaceful religion, and even wades into the controversy surrounding Donald Trump and the parents of a dead Muslim U.S. soldier. They're paying attention. That should concern a few of us. The 15th issue of Dabiq, published on July 31st, is titled Break the Cross, and appears to be primarily directed at those that ISIS considers its enemies, particularly Christians. One section is devoted to the words and actions of Pope Francis in his headline, In the Words of Our Enemies. An editorial titled, Why We Hate You and Why We Fight You, takes aim at Westerners and apostate imams in the West, who refuse to define ISIS's motivation as being Islamic. ISIS calls this rhetoric purely political. Coming from the Dabiq magazine, many Westerners, however, are already aware that claiming the attacks of the Mujahideen to be senseless and questioning incessantly as to why we hate the West and why we fight them is nothing more than a political act and a propaganda tool. The politicians will say it regardless of how much it stands in opposition to facts and common sense, just to garner as many votes as they can for the next election cycle. The argument echoes a current debate in the U.S. between some on the right, who have been vocal about challenging high-ranking left-leaning politicians who specifically label the ISIS threat as Islamic radical terrorism, President Obama said on multiple occasions that he has refused to use the term in an effort to avoid lending a religious legitimacy to the terror group. The ISIS author of the Why We Hate You piece aims to settle the argument and clarify in unequivocal terms that ISIS is Islamic. Oh, gosh. Author says that those on the social fringe who identify Islam with ISIS are correct. From the magazine, again, there are exceptions among the disbelievers, no doubt people who will unabashedly declare that jihad and the laws of Sharia, as well as everything else deemed taboo by Islam is a peaceful religion crowd, are in fact completely Islamic. But they tend to be people with far less credibility who are painted as a social fringe, so their voices are dismissed. And a large segment of ignorant masses continue believing the false narrative. Showing just how quickly this magazine was produced and how intently members of ISIS watch U.S. politics, there's an image in the publication that shows the grave of Captain Humayun Khan, who was killed in Iraq in 2004. Khan's parents rebuked Donald Trump during a speech at the DNC last week, prompting Trump in turn to criticize their right to censure him in front of a national audience. According to adding its own voice to the debate, ISIS declares in a caption below Khan's grave that a soldier, or that this soldier, was an apostate of the Muslim religion and urges other Muslims to beware a similar fate. Wow. Coming from the horse's mouth, we have that. Anybody, is that like news to anybody? I don't know. I really got to wonder, for politicians anyway, what dog they have in this fight when it comes to why we just simply can't get out there and say, you know, we need to be looking at this Islamic thing and saying, okay, let's put a stop to this because this isn't good. And instead of doing that, instead of making that statement, instead of making that happen, instead of putting that out as a policy or anything, instead what we get is we're either labeled as racists or we're labeled as xenophobes or Islamophobes or something else. When you look at things, right? I mean, if there is a moderate Islam, why aren't the moderate Islams kicking the hell out of the radicals? Save us the trouble. They want to be the religion of peace. Why aren't they trying to keep the peace? Now, the Islamic State does not claim to be the religion of peace. They claim to be the religion of exactly what they are, which is submission. That's not a religion. It has never been a religion. When your goal in something like that is to go in, roll in, and, make everybody there submit to your ways. That's called tyranny. Getting out there and being able to say, well, you know, that we're preaching today. Well, no. No, I don't think so. This is not like some bake sale that, you know, the Lutherans are holding. So, if any of you are on the fence, I have a cousin. And my cousin is, she's either incredibly naive or she's something else. And she'll sit there and tell me, I can't do this and paint this with a broad brush, and I can't paint this with that with a broad brush, and there's so many things I can't do. Here's what I can't do. I can't look at a group of people in a region where we've had so many combatants come out and come over to Europe, come over to the United States and do all of this. I mean, go to Minneapolis. Go to Linden Hills in Minneapolis and go watch what happens there from the religion of peace. And sit there and tell me, well, you know, we need to turn the other cheek. I'm done with that. I am done with that. I don't know how many cheeks they think we're supposed to have. I've got two. I've turned them both. This is something different. If if you want to look at anomalies in, you know, it's like I just said, Christianity is an anomaly because it truly is a religion of peace. Maybe not in the way it has been pursued in the past, certainly the way it is today. Although there's plenty of people that will email me tomorrow telling me, hey, Bill, what about this? Okay, fine. But when parts of your religious, quote-unquote religious text are advocating for political violence, well, that's not exactly like the Pentecostals, is it? Or the Methodists or anybody else. It's a whole different thing. Over here, you know, we have groups like that over here. We call them white extremists or the KKK or the Black Panthers. And, you know, it's always based upon a very narrow set of criteria which they hate with. Which apparently those groups have that in common with the ISIS, with the Islamic State, with the ISIS. Listen to me. So if you've been on the fence, get off the fence. They're not a religion. They have never been a religion, ever. Remember that. Take it with you. Not a religion. I don't need to say it no more. This is your brain. This is your brain on drugs. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
You'll be hearing from Sean Maloney tomorrow from Second Call Defense. I'm going to give this to you verbatim, okay? Verbatim. I'm not going to ad-lib any of this. I'm not going to interject any of this. You can find this at amoland.com. It's coming from Thomas Sowell. And the problem is that this is one of those conservatives I was talking about earlier. But anyway, here we go. The good news is that both political conventions are now behind us. The bad news is that the election is ahead of us. No one knows how this election will turn out, but given the awful presidential candidates in both parties, the worst-case scenario may be only marginally worse than the best-case scenario. National polls may suggest a close election ahead, but presidential elections are not decided by who has a majority of the popular vote. In a country already divided, if not polarized, one candidate could win the popular vote and the other candidate win the Electoral College vote, which is what decides who goes to the White House. This could polarize us even more than ever. Everything may depend on what happens in the battleground states, where neither party has a decisive advantage. Until recently, Clinton seemed to have a clear lead in those states, but that difference is narrowed to within the margin of error in some state polls. Turnout is the wild card in this election more than in most. There was booing in both conventions, and there are other signs that those who lost are not taking it kindly. How the losers vote or stay home on election day may determine who the winner will be. If the Democrats lose this election and Trump beats Hillary, it may not be anything more than losing a given election, as happens regularly, and Democrats can just regroup for the next election. But if the Republicans lose, it can be much more serious for them and for the country. If Hillary Clinton inspires distrust, Donald Trump inspires disgust, even among Republicans. If Trump goes down to defeat, he could take the whole Republican Party, costing them the Senate now and future elections later. Even if Trump disappears from the political scene after defeat, his reckless, ugly, and childish words will live on in innumerable videos that can be used for years to come to taint Republicans as the party that chose such a shallow egomaniac as its candidate for president of the United States. A President Trump could, of course, create a longer-lasting stigma. However, he might possibly be sobered by the responsibilities of the presidency. But someone who has not matured in 7 years seems unlikely to grow up in the next 4 years. With Hillary Clinton as president and Democrats in control of the Senate, she can appoint Supreme Court justices with as much contempt for the laws she has demonstrated herself. And Senate Democrats would rubber stamp her choices. Democrats have already shown their desire to stifle the free speech rights of people who disagree with them on global warming and other issues. Hillary Clinton has made no secret of her desire to have the Supreme Court reverse its decision that corporations and labor unions have the free speech rights. The Obama Department of Justice has already been looking into ways that anti-racketeering laws can be used to threaten individuals and organizations that challenge the global warming scenario that has been used to promote more government control on what fuels can be used. Voting for someone with a track record like Hillary Clinton's is like putting a shotgun to your head and pulling the trigger. Second Amendment right to have a gun is at least as threatened as the First Amendment right to free speech would be if Hillary Clinton gets to pick Supreme Court justices. The lifetime tenure of federal judges means that whoever's in the White House for the next 4 years can change the course of American law for decades to come, losing our freedoms irretrievably. Much has been made of Hillary's experience in politics, but it has been an experience of having proved to be wrong time and time again. As a senator, she opposed the military surge in Iraq that rescued the country and defeated the terrorists. Secretary of State, she carried out foreign policy decisions that led to major setbacks for American interests as far as the eye can see, whether in Egypt, Libya, Iraq, Iran, Ukraine, North Korea, or China. This is the kind of experience we don't need to see repeated in the White House. Voting for an out-of-control egomaniac like Donald Trump would be like playing Russian roulette with the future of this country. Voting for someone with a track record like Hillary Clinton's is like putting the shotgun to your head and pulling the trigger. And not voting at all is just giving up. Nobody said that being a good citizen would be easy. Now, here's my problem with this. This idea that not being polite somehow makes you childish just rubs me the wrong way. It is horrible. You know, I've seen people like Grayson, Alan Grayson, get out there and say, Republicans want you to die and die soon. And nobody stands up and says anything about that because it's just not done. They want to get out there and say the Republicans have the blood on their hands for not standing up to the gun lobby. And nobody stands up and says anything about that. And then Trump comes along, and Trump resonates. He resonates. Trump did not go after the topics that he talked about, you know, at all. Have we seen any hearings at all about sanctuary cities?
No.
I mean, but he's talking about illegal immigration. Have we seen any hearings at all about, do we know where all of these Islamic people are? No. But we have seen rubber stamps. Let's bring in all the Syrians. The gang's all here, all of that other stuff. The fact that Seoul doesn't like him. I you know, maybe I'm naive here. And if I am, that's fine. But if enough people, if the people have spoken and they have picked Trump, who's Seoul? Who's George Will? Who are any of these, you know, Kevin Williamson? Who are all these guys to question this? All right, so Trump does not fit your categorical setup of some unknown criteria that he doesn't meet in order to be considered, quote unquote, a conservative. One thing that Trump has not done, there's two things that Trump has not done, really. Trump has not continually rubber stamped government spending that has led us to $19 trillion in debt. And Trump has not lied to the American people yet. He hasn't had a chance to. All of these heroes in Congress and in the Senate and in the punditry and everything else, it's all been talk. There's been no substance. It's not even about rhetoric anymore. It wasn't even that. It was just, what did they think it was going to take you to shut up? If we had the House, we could stop Obama. Here's the House. Well, if we just had the Senate, we could really stop Obama. Here's the Senate. Obama's still doing everything. You should be defunding the government. You should have the balls to defund the government and take away something that he plays with like a toy. But you're not doing it. So along comes somebody who's talking the talk, and you don't like him. And you don't like him because he's making you look bad, too. That's the problem. If he gets in office, he's going to make you look bad. He's going to make all of these pundits, you know, like George Will and maybe even Thomas Sowell here, look like a clown because they didn't like his language. I've had military officers just raking. And this is just them describing what we're about to do. And they'll be looking at you and just letting you have it. And all you got to do is look at them and say, okay, what did he tell me that's pertinent to me? And walk away with that. And that's it. Because that you're in a real moment here. And you need to really pay attention. And just take the facts with it. And if this guy's getting heated and jacked up and ready to go, well, that means his killing fever is reaching a zenith, which is what you want. In that particular instance. And none of these guys seem to think the nation. Sowell obviously does not think the nation is in trouble. He does a little lip service to the Supreme Court, but that's not, you know, he's out there saying that Trump has ruined the Republican Party. The Republican Party ruined the Republican Party. They didn't need Trump to do that. They'd already, that has been in progress for the last 10 years. Been happening for the last 10 years. So let's go to hour number three. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You call a gun shop that's sought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community. A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.